Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the living God. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we come on this new day to say thank you, Father God, for your love, for your grace, for your mercies, for making a way out of no way, for allowing us to rise and to shine, and to give your name the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, everywhere we have come short of your glory, your honor, and your praise. We ask that you would forgive us even right now, Father. And we thank you for your faithfulness to do so. Father, bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You said if we will confess our sins, you will be faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over unto you, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, your will, your power, Father, being done on earth as it is in heaven. Bless your holy and righteous name. Thank you, Father. Bless our services on this morning. We thank you for the word of God that never changes, never lose its effect, never lose its value, never loses its power. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, 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 amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda, and it is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom today, every day. It is a privilege to work for God. Boy, God know how to take care of you, boy. I'm telling you, hallelujah. He's your greatest protection, keeps you from evil, keeps you from danger, seen and unseen, keeps you healthy, amen, makes you wealthy, supplies all your needs, and then he's your best friend at the same time, then he's your doctor. my God, everything you need in life to live, amen, and to live abundantly is found in him. And we live in him. We move in him. We breathe in him. And then he lives in us. Now, I'm going to tell you, life is worth living when you're walking with God and when you're walking with Jesus. Good, because without Jesus, life don't mean nothing. Because he said, I am the life. Glory be to God. So if you don't have Jesus, you don't have life. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have nothing. But thank God this morning we got Jesus. Hallelujah. And Jesus has us. And he says if we abide in him and his words abide in us, we can ask him for whatever we want. And he's going to give it to us. Now, that's a heck of a promise. That's a heck of a promise. See, Because I don't know about some of you, but my imagination and my desires, I don't think it's normal. Because I desire the best in life of everything. Okay, of everything. I just imagine living the good life, the best life, the way, you know me, people with rich people live, or rich people can live if they want to live. That's what I see. Why? Because God gave it to us. It's here. It's not just for a certain section of people. It's not just for the rich and the famous or somebody that got billions of dollars. It's for anybody who believes. You don't have to. Let me tell you what God to do when you believe him. Glory be to God. The way somebody live when they got billions of dollars, you can live the same way and better, and you didn't have no, you ain't hardly got no money. Because it's not your money that makes it happen. The blessing of the Lord makes it happen. God gives you favor, opens doors, he does the impossible. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God said it and I believe it and that settles it. What about you? Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We're rejoicing. Amen. Hallelujah. In this new day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is great and his name is greatly to be praised. And our scripture found in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. Verse number 8 reads like this. It says, and God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Now, this is the word of God. Now, I know it's early in the morning over here for us on the East Coast, amen, and especially for some of our audience over there in the East Coast. I know it's in the wee hours of the morning and you might just be getting yourself together. So let me read it one more time. And God is able. This is out of the Amplified Version. And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. And that is the blessed word of God and for the blessed people of God. We could really get the benediction on that. you can't even hardly add, you can't add nothing to it, and you sure can't take nothing away from God's word. Boy, what a loaded promise. What a loaded promise of God's abundancy. And his prosperity that is available to all of his children. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. His grace. Hallelujah. And when we talk about God's grace, that's nothing but God's favor. God's earthly blessing. God wants to spoil you rotten. That's what God wants to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We don't believe it. We just think that God just wants to give us a little crumbs off the table. God wants us to be satisfied with the crumbs. Baby, you can't have no cornbread crumbs without having some cornbread. You can't have the crumbs unless the crumbs are just evident that the real meal is on the table. You can't have chicken crumbs unless you got some chicken. Well, I come to tell you, amen, God wants to give it to you lock, stock, and barrel. Glory be to God. In abundance, more than enough. More than enough. I'm telling you, you got enough to help some folks. You got enough to bless some people. You got enough to go in business. You got enough. Look, you the bank. God wants to make you the bank. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Same way people running down into the local banks getting loans and business loans and student loans. God wants people running to you. Glory be to God. Why? Because he can trust you like that. You already passed the test. He saw what you did when you didn't have but $5 coming in. When you ain't had nothing coming in. God already saw that your faithfulness. You continue to work for him. You continue to pray. You continue to serve. You didn't give up. You didn't quit during those bad days. And those bad days were just testing days. You was walking through the valley of the shadow of death. My homeless days. I was just walking through the valley. I didn't know. But guess what? I was still serving God. Glory be to God. The people on the prayer call didn't even know I was homeless. Because I didn't tell them. They didn't know I was sleeping in my car. I told a few of them, glory be to God. And my father had died and left me a car. And then this water kept showing up in the back seat of the car. Holy water. They was calling it holy water. The water was miraculously showing up in the car, and there was no rain no way around. We ain't know what was going on. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God wants to give us to all of those who will walk upright, who will trust him, who will believe him, who will serve him in spite of circumstances and situations. Hallelujah. We don't serve God for what he gives us. We serve God for who he is. Who he is. We seek his face, not his hands. He said, if my people, amen, will seek my face, glory be to God. Humble yourselves. Seek my face. Huh? Glory be. Turn from your wicked ways. God is our sun and shield. He gives us grace and glory, and absolutely no good thing do he withhold from those who walk upright. If you could just hold on. Stop being jealous of everybody else's blessings. Baby, yours is on the way. Everything God gave them, he going to give you and some more. Come on, somebody. Glory be, stop giving up on God. Stop fainting. Stop throwing in the towel. Hold on and do what's right. Continue to do what God called you to do. Glory be to God. Well, I'm trying to get here and trying to get there. You know, God's going to promote you. You're not finished the assignment he sent you to. You trying to get out of one grade to move to the next grade, but you haven't finished the grade you're in. You haven't completed the assignment he sent you to. When that assignment is over, he'll move you up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Be faithful to the end. Do a good work. Hallelujah. So if God calls you home while you're in the midst of that assignment, glory be to God, he can say, well done. I didn't get to the next assignment. No, but the one you was in, you did well. And that's what God is requiring you to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
And God wants to bless us in abundance so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need, God wants you to be self-sufficient. God is getting you to the point of self-sufficiency, meaning that you have enough to require no aid or support. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We see these ministries and churches out here, amen, buying buildings and not going to the bank. Joe Osteen bought a whole doggone convention center. A whole doggone convention center. Millions and millions and millions of dollars that didn't need to go to the bank. People buying houses. Huh? It didn't have to go to the bank. Buying cars. Helping folks, amen, building projects. It didn't have to go to the bank. The only bank they had to go to was their personal bank account and write a check. Now, you know that's a doggone testimony. That's a doggone testimony. And why? Now, who gets the glory on that? God gets the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants you to have enough, amen, beloved, to make sure your needs are met in abundance. He said, for every good work. Now, you got to underline that word, good work. Now, you're not starting no drug trafficking business, drug business, alcohol business, gambling business. Come on now. Come on. Be careful. Don't be tempted to move into the dark. Come on. Gambling business. Come on now. Every good work. See? Every good work. You supporting the good work. See, when somebody's doing a good work, amen, God will touch your heart to sow into that. That's why he gave you the money. That's why he want to give you the money. And charitable donation. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, the people of God, they always begging. No, they ain't begging. They requesting. You want to know why they request it? Because they need it. They need it. That's how God's kingdom works. God's kingdom works on the principle of sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You give into his kingdom. You give into the work of the kingdom that's going forward. The gospel message being preached. Schools being established. Come on now. The poor, the hungry being fed, the naked being clothed, the homeless being housed. That's what money is for. In case you haven't figured out yet the purpose of money, this is what money is for. My God. Beloved, God did not plan for you to barely survive. Or to struggle and worry about how you will pay your bills or how you will survive from one paycheck to the next. Well, I get my check on the first of the month. See? And you get fearful when they start talking about the government's not gonna have any money, and you know, you're worrying from month to month if you're gonna get a check. It's something to be concerned about, and it is something to be concerned about. let me add that. You're worried about if the job, you're going to be laid off, or if the job is going to still be there, they're going to be closing down. Okay, what we going to do for money? God don't want you living like that. I don't care where your money come from. I might be talking to some of you right now that don't even have no money. Don't have any source of income. Don't have a savings account. You just at zero. That happens sometimes, beloved. But God is able to turn all that around. You hear what I'm saying? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He did not plan for you and your family to suffer from a lack of food. God don't want you hungry. It's terrible to be hungry when you ain't got nothing. I'm not talking about eating what you want to eat. I'm not talking about lobster and steak and filet mignon. I'm talking about basic stuff. You don't have no rice. You don't have no bread. You ain't got no peanut butter. Guess what? Some folks living like that. And they live right in your neighborhood. Live right in your neighborhood. See? And if word got to you, you ain't going to do nothing about it because you're going to blame it on, well, they should have been over there, you know, playing on the numbers, and they shouldn't have been doing this. And I saw them at the state store last week. Yeah, okay, all right. What about them babies? You going to let you die? You going to let the baby suffer? You got to bless that. You got to bless that family for the sake of the babies. Go, you go buy the food. If you think they're going to do the wrong thing with the money, you go buy the food, knock on the door, or have Uber deliver it, or whatever you want to do it, and make sure them babies got some food. Now, if God made sure you found out about it, it was a reason God made sure you knew. And you have a responsibility to make sure them babies eat. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God did not plan for you and your family, beloved, hallelujah, to suffer from clothing or other necessities of life. It's terrible. I see sometimes when it's cold and they send them babies out there to school and with them little lightweight coats on and nothing covering their legs and no long johns. Oh, my heart breaks. My heart breaks. I know them babies cold. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we have a responsibility. You ain't got to get up in other people's businesses. You got Christmas and stuff. Glory be to God. Go down there to Burlington Coat Factory and buy a nice coat. Buy some long johns. And deliver that, amen. And say, here's a little gift for the children. Come on. Look, he who winneth souls is wise. It's a way you can be a blessing to people, glory, without looking down on them and giving somebody some hope and some encouragement. That's why God gave you the money. If you ain't got the money, doggone it, amen, you got a credit card. Your credit is good until next month. Put it on that credit card. You put everything else on the credit card. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God did not plan for you to be bound by these mounting financial pressures. Glory be to God. You know the interest rate on these. Now, speaking about credit cards, you know the interest rates on these credit cards. Credit cards was originally designed for you to go out, not have to carry money. So you take your credit card. You charge what you're going to charge, okay, within your means. Okay, and when the bill comes in next month, you pay it off to zero. That way you avoid all interest. That was the way that credit cards were set up to be used. God does not want you under financial pressure. I don't know how I'm going to do it. Let me tell you something, that financial pressure, you talking about getting a headache and a backache? A lot of time, baby, that financial pressure, you sick because of your financial pressure. And you don't know how you're going to do it. And then fear steps in. You know, maybe they're going to start turning this off. They're going to repossess this and repossess that. I've been there. I've been there, beloved. Let me tell you something. One thing got to happen. You got to believe God for a breakthrough, or maybe you just got to start selling some stuff off. Now, maybe you might need to downgrade the car. You might need to do something. Glory be to God. You need to look. People look at me because I stay sharp. Now, I know the Holy Ghost dressed me real good. All right? I got clothes in my closet. People think I be buying stuff new. I got clothes in my closet that's years old. When you don't gain a lot of weight, you can do that. I got all type of stuff. My children bless me with stuff. Every time, amen, Pastor Erica go away and come back, she bringing me something. Amen. I know the Holy Spirit, and I try to keep my little nails dead and stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. just in case somebody peeping at me, all right, checking me out, and one of them, you know, one of them men, you know what I mean, scoping me out, and I want them to know in advance I'm high maintenance, all right? I want them to know, so if you're going to come to me, come right, all right? So I keep my nails and try to keep my nails and hair and stuff deep. All right, so I know people be watching me, amen, and watching me, and they watch me get into my little hoopty. They be walking me to the car. I know what people be doing. I was somewhere on Saturday. They said, let me walk into your car. They want to see what I was driving, because they probably thought I was going to step into a Mercedes-Benz or a BMW, huh? And when I stepped into my little hoopty, guess what? I said, thank God for it. Even though it's falling apart, it's deteriorating because it's almost 30 years old. But guess what? It's still taking me. It's still taking me. See, some of y'all might need to downgrade too. See, because I ain't worrying about no car payment. And I'm going to ride that car until the car can't take me no more. And when I get my new car, I ain't going to have no car payment. That's where my faith is. Oh, no, I'm driving right out that lot. The only thing I'm going to have is an insurance payment. I'm going to try to pay that up 1 year in advance. All right, so you don't be, amen, coming out of my checking account every month. Hey, take it 1 year at a time and give me my discount. Oh, come on. That's where I am. Hallelujah. And this is where God wants you to be, beloved. See? But for you to have a continual supply of his blessings flowing into your life, flowing, the same way you turn that water spigot on and what, that water just pours out, huh? It just flows right on out the spigot. Ah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. He has planned for you to be living every day, expecting, looking for, and believing him to supernaturally provide for your needs. That's where God wants you, beloved. And our scripture this morning out of 2 Corinthians 9, amen, beloved, we have God's promise. And a promise is a promise with the Lord. The Lord don't break no promises. He don't break no promises. My God, sookie, sookie. Woo, blessed assurance. God don't break no promises. Boy, my God, we got to meditate on that for a couple seconds. Because sometimes we make promises to people. My God, my God, my God, how then we regret we ever made it. We regret we made it. We try to renege, amen, change our minds, break the promise, want to come back and say why we can't fulfill it, amen. Look, it's people in court every day because of promises that was not kept. You made a promise to pay that bill back, amen, gonna run that credit card up and ain't paid a dollar. You made a promise to pay that mortgage back. You made a promise to pay your landlord. You ain't paying nobody. You ain't even paying God what you owe him. Huh? Some of us, amen, we got a bill with God. Hallelujah. Because we haven't given God 10% of our annual income. We know what our annual income was because you just completed your income tax. So if you made $50,000, amen, last year, you know you owe God a minimum of $5,000. And you know God doggone well, you ain't nowhere close. You ain't nowhere close. Glory be to God. This means, beloved, you will always and under all circumstances have more than enough to meet your need, and that you will be supplied with his abundance to always. Somebody underline the word always. That word always means always. Be able to give generously. See, I'm a giver. I love to give. Matter of fact, it makes me happy to give. Some people tell me I give too much. I don't think I give too much. I think that's why God keeps blessing me so much. Because I'm a giver. I'm very generous, very generous. Amen. Especially something, amen, that can, you know, promote the Lord. Amen. Something that can help somebody. Something that can help his ministry. Something that can help his people. Glory be to God. And because God loves a generous giver. See, You give generously to God, God give generously to you. You give stingy to God, God gives stingy to you. It's in the word. He who gives sparingly shall reap sparingly. He who gives generously, amen, shall reap generously. You want me to give you the scripture? And I'm all just about finished here. Let me give you the scripture. All right, because some of you want to write it down. Okay. 2 Corinthians, okay, chapter number 9. Okay, verse number 6 is this. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. My God, Sookie Sookie. My God, Sookie Sookie. When I give generously, God loves it. I'm pleasing my Father. Woo, my God, I can go have me a cup of coffee this morning. God's promises for blessing and prosperity are yours. But you must appropriate them into your life through your faith and through your obedience. God wants you to experience total provision and a continual supply of his blessings flowing into your life so that all of your needs will be met. Beloved, it is impossible for you to release your faith, believe for, and receive what you need if you do not know that it is God's will to meet that need. Your faith must be tied to knowing God's will and knowing what his word says. Otherwise, your faith will waver and you will be bound from receiving God's promised blessings. Because he tells us if you have wavering faith, you will receive nothing from the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, and he shall receive nothing from the Lord. Your faith can't waver. You have to know that you know that you know that you know, no, no. Glory be to God, hallelujah. You must know God's will. You must know God's promise. And you must know that God does not change his mind. But it's not dependent on God, it's dependent on you. The key to God's blessings being released into your life depends on two things. Get these two things. Okay? Your act of faith and your obedience to God. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Glory be to God. And Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey me. Faith and obedience. Faith and obedience. That's why the Lord says, amen, if you be willing and obedient, ye will eat the good of the land. See, a lot of people have faith, but they're not obeying. They just sitting down on their faith. Moses told the children of Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 and 2, this is what Moses said. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments. Now, that's a good scripture for you to memorize. That's a good scripture for you to memorize and to meditate on today. While you're meditating on that one, go to the second one too. And he told the people, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. You see that? I'm going to read those two again, and then we really finish, I think. Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 and 2. Okay? And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do, to observe and to do, to observe and to do all his commandments, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. There it is, beloved, faith and obedience. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Hallelujah. Beloved, let me say this morning. If Satan can cause you to disobey and fail to walk according to what God directs you to do by not honoring him with your substance, then you will be unable. Somebody write that word down. You will be unable to receive the fulfillment of his promised blessings. Now, this is where the real battle takes place. And we'll pick up here tomorrow, Lord's willing. This is where the real battle takes place. Because sometimes there is a battle. But I want you to know that you can win. You can always win. Because you are more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and you are more than a conqueror. You can win when you want to win. I want you to repeat this after me today, beloved. Repeat this, amen, because your faith will always rise to the level of your confession. Because I am walking in obedience to God's word, I expect his blessings to run after and overtake me. I am blessed wherever I go. My children are blessed. I am blessed coming in and blessed going out. God causes my enemies to be defeated before me. His blessings is upon all the work of my hands. He gives me abundant prosperity. When people see me, they will know I am called by his name. Amen, amen, and amen. Beloved, all we need to do now is believe and receive. Whew, in Jesus' name we pray. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it is going forth on today. And to you be praise, glory, and honor. God, we thank you. Whew. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Help us to run on. 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 Amen. Help us to run on. In Jesus' name we thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, amen. We are praying that everybody will have a good day today. Amen, a good week. Amen, glory be to God. Amen, hallelujah. Follow us on all the social media platforms. Every Monday at 7 a.m., you can get your weekly word of encouragement. Amen, on YouTube and on Facebook. Amen, set your clock. Amen, hallelujah, to get your fresh word. Amen, from the Lord, and to God be praise. Amen. Meet us at the altar of prayer. Amen, as we'll be praying. Amen, at 12, and then back at 9 p.m., Monday through Fridays. Monday through Fridays, Wednesday night. Amen. Our Bible study platform right now is on, I don't know, where are we at? We're on YouTube. Amen. And we're just trying to solidify some things so we can branch off from there. Amen. We're trying to get some things rock solid. We're not going to stay there, but that's going to be our foundation as we branch. Amen. So we are readjusting and orchestrating some things
according to where the Lord will have us to be. All right? So God bless you. Amen, everybody. Have a good day. Amen. Hallelujah. God help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you for the blessings of the Lord that makes us rich and adds no sorrow to us. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen. Blessings to each and blessings to each. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Amen, amen, and amen.
Jesus.